Now he's got legs. Mark Maron.
Oh, yes, I do. It is Mark Maron's show, and I am Mark Maron. I'm never going to say that again. How stupid did that sound? You listen to the Mark Maron show, and I'm Mark Maron. How stupid does that sound? It's ridiculous. It's Progressive Talk, AM 1150. It's about 35 past the hour here. How come you're not calling me? It's not political enough? Come on, Andy Kinler is about to talk. 877-520-1150 if you want to talk to Andy Kinler. Andy Kinler's hilarious. He's hilarious.
You know he's going to be hilarious because he's got flashcards.
Flashcards?
Yeah, I brought everything with me. I brought my cards. I brought a Rolodex.
Just
in case.
Because
I'm doing prop comedy.
Yeah.
I've got a notebook.
You got names?
I've got Avery labels in case somebody needs to label a bit.
Do you have Post-its?
Post-its. But I'm hoping you guys will set me up for my bits. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm going to throw you a bit.
Because it's going to rain later tonight. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Freeways, I don't think so. I have that whole chunk.
Hey, I heard you drove over here.
You know what?
Yeah.
What is the deal with the on-ramps? It's more like get on before the getting's good ramp.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What it should be called.
That's terrific. Boy, you've got these bits worked out.
Yeah.
You're like me, though. I got to have everything I've ever written with me at all times.
Yeah, I know. I have no memory. I mean, I have a good memory for certain things.
Yeah.
Like a fine wine, a lady.
Yeah. Do you smell cat pee? I think my cat peed on my stuff. I mean, it's sort of an ongoing theme with me tonight. I'm just asking.
I told you I was going to do a dogs and cats chunk.
I'm trying to throw it to you. I'm trying to throw it to you here.
Why do you never see a dog say anything?
That's hilarious. I'm telling you, no one's going to be disappointed with you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I wish I had something to plug all of a sudden or a shirt to sell.
Well, here, let's see what you've done. You've seen him on David Letterman, The Daily Show, and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, I used to be on The Daily Show years ago. Whatever happened to that gig?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that gig. Back in the old days?
They let me go.
That was before Jon Stewart.
I think I was there with Jon Stewart. No, I was there with Jon Stewart. Yeah, what am I thinking? Am I pretending like I don't remember? You know what? Now that I think about it, it's embedded in my memory. It was just Jon Stewart, but they let me go.
Why'd they let you go? What the hell happened
there? You're in L.A., and we're in New York, and
it takes a long time.
We can't. They don't have the technology to get something from L.A. to New York.
Because you got a FedEx videotapes. It's terrible. We can't do that.
No, it was fun while it lasted, though. I was TV guy there on that show.
Uh-huh.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So, Andy.
It's bad when you have to jog someone's memory that much.
How long have we been doing this? Because we just had this conversation on the break there. I was saying, is that guy still alive? Monty Hoffman, is he still alive? And he asked people if he's still alive. I remember when it was just based in resentment that you'd ask questions of people. It's like, that guy got that? How the hell did he get that?
Yeah.
Just bitterness. And now it's like, oh, I'm glad he's still alive.
I used to say, who books that just all day long? Who books that? Wherever it was.
Would you go on the road? Do you got any good stories? Did anything bad happen?
The stories are so hideous, but they're so like mundane hideous. Like I went once to a gig in Salt Lake City, and they put me up in this place, and I literally couldn't fall asleep because it was so horribly dirty. And then I asked them, "Well, what's your room budget?" They go, "We like to keep it like to $12 a night." $12 a night. And then we negotiated, and they put me in the Travelodge downtown, and that was, I'm not kidding around, although a lot of times I am kidding and no one can sense it, but $25 a night, and we split the difference. I went to $7, they went to $7.
God forbid you throw in a 50.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, that people would have that, it's just, I always love the things that club owners would do when to save money, like in the 90s when the club started to, die, the boom started dying, thank God. A lot of the clubs were cutting back on the comedy. maybe we have too many comics. We should have less comics. Like a restaurant saying, maybe the food is where we should start to make tremendous cuts.
Can I ask you a question? How many times did you hear this when you show up at a club to do a week where they look at you, the first thing the guy says is like, I don't get this. Last week it was packed.
Exactly.
What week was that? Was that 1982? Every club I've ever done in my life, this is weird. It was packed last week.
Right. Yeah, I've closed many clubs.
Have you? You were the last guy?
Three or four clubs. I went there, and then the next week you found out they'd closed down.
But it's strange. You don't seem bitter to me, and I don't know if it's just
not bitter. Because I'm on OxyContin. No. That's the only thing I agree with Rush Limbaugh about, by the way.
Yeah.
That stuff is fantastic. That's a sweet ride. Who's with me? Ladies?
I'm sure they are.
The dogs love the OxyContin.
877-520-1150. Andy Kinler's our guest. He's going to be doing political commentary lately. Dick Cheney, huh?
Great. Wait a second. No, I do have some good. Okay, I have a couple of Dick Cheney. This Dick Cheney, I hope that this whole thing that happened with the shooting his friend won't sour him on torture. Or the alternate punchline is, I hope this won't interfere with his torture responsibilities.
That's good.
I'm glad it doesn't affect his torture.
I'm glad you gave us both options. That made me very happy.
Which is better, do you like? Which would you prefer?
I'm trying
it out here, and then I'm going to take it to the Likas show. 1-800-5800-TOM.
I think the first one was better. So I was watching the other night, and I actually own a copy of the film Downfall. Downfall.
That's fantastic.
What was your theory on Downfall?
The whole idea is it's Hitler in the bunker in the final days.
Yeah.
And that it could never be made in Hollywood.
Right.
They would be like, it's so depressing with Hitler dying. Does he have to die at the end? Can we leave it open? Well, it's Hitler. Yeah. Well, how about, why don't we show him when things were going well for him? Like, you know, when he just went into Poland and before he started with the Russians, why don't we do that? Like, they would know this. People would be commenting. They would know this much history. But it's Hitler. You want to show him doing well? I'm not making a value judgment. I'm just saying it's a better movie if it's Hitler at the top. But then the thing was, if I was going to write the script for the movie, mm-hmm. not that anybody would ask me,
mm-hmm.
like it didn't need to be punched up.
Yeah.
But I would have put one line where someone comes from Hitler's bunker
mm-hmm.
and comes back and goes, I was just at Hitler's bunker. I think he's starting to lose it. I was just over at Hitler's bunker. I think he's acting strange.
Does anyone
he
know?
He seems upset. Hitler's bunker.
What was your theory?
He's angry.
What was your theory about Jews and Hitler?
Well, we're fascinated. I mean, if you want to distract a Jew,
yeah.
or you want to rob a Jew's house,
yeah.
you call cold call him
yeah.
and tell him there's a Hitler film festival right down the block at the Man's Criterion all day long. Boom, you'll see them get in the car. They'll drive up because we're fascinated. We are repulsed and yet fascinated and drawn to seeing every piece of footage of Hitler. And it still amazes me that no matter how depressed that country was, Germany, that they would have seen that as the way out. Like
you would have
said, did you see the guy who's inappropriately angry? Have you heard him talk?
The screaming guy is terrific.
The screaming guy?
He's terrific.
Who looks crazy?
And he has a Chaplin mustache.
Yeah, he's funny, and he
wears uniforms, and he's got this weird symbol.
And he blames one group. It's very, he simplified everything.
Well, I think there's a similar charm that this president has over some people, though that number is dwindling. I think that he's not angry, but people are somehow charmed by the idea of this tough love crap that this guy does.
Does he do that really? What does he do?
Right now he's completely powerless, but I can't understand. There are some people that find him charming and some people that find him like a buddy.
That, 'cause he comes up with nicknames he calls a tall guy Stretch and he calls a person laughs giggly or they always go,
and of course he would call you Jew.
Now that would be charming, 'cause I would see him as a neo-con Rickles type.
Hey, look at the Jews here. Bring me the Jew.
What did I say? Then he'd say, look around. What did I say?
What was that?
Jew laughing, as Rickle would say?
Bring in the Jew. He's charming. That's a Lenny Bruce bit about Egypt.
Oh, yeah. He would say the reason why black people became entertainers and Jews became entertainers was when they were slaves, they would entertain. Like a Jewish person, put down that hoe and be charming.
Yeah, be charming. Look at the Jew, be charming.
Black guy, put down that hoe and start singing.
He's funny.
Yeah.
That Lenny Bruce is a funny fella. I hope it goes well for him. Is he still alive?
I'm saying he's the one to watch.
Yeah. So the Oscars, do you care?
I do care.
Yeah.
I do care deeply.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Not that deeply, but I know I liked Philip Seymour Hoffman was fantastic.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
I thought he was great.
But, you know, I just, if Jim Carrey doesn't get the Oscar, I don't see how my life can be complete.
Because
you know he wants it more than anything else in the world. He wants that Oscar.
I used to like watching the Oscars just to watch Tom Cruise lose, you know, because he was nominated a couple times.
Yeah, he won, didn't he, for something?
Did he win Born on the 4th of July? No, I don't think he ever did win.
Yeah.
He was nominated, but he never loses.
Well, I think over the years, he's really come across as a more and more charming guy that you really want to get to know.
So where are you going now? What's going on? Where are you at? You're not really a wrestler, were you?
No, I'm actually going on the road. Can you believe that? For one brief week.
Yeah.
I'm going to Ann Arbor.
That's a good comedy club.
It's great. I've never been there before.
I had a weird thing happen there years ago, and I don't think the same guy even books it. It was a very awkward thing. I worked there. I did great. I had a great week. We had a good time. And then it comes to payday, and the guy who owned the place, he's gone. He's not there. I'm like, what do you mean he's gone? Yeah, he owes me money. It's like, well, I don't know where the check is. He's gone. I'm not sure what's happening. But his girlfriend was there, and I'm like, I need my money. I can't leave without the money. And she goes, we'll send it to you. And I'm like, that's not going to happen. Right? So then I go to the hotel, and his girlfriend shows up with cash, and she's in my room. She's like, here's your money. And it just got very awkward and uncomfortable. and I don't know how that translated later. Like, what were you doing in his room? Yeah, I don't know. You never know what the hell happens. It's completely out of your hands, but I got the money,
I think being paid is always the strangest thing in the world, because I think it always was that you got paid after the gig.
Yeah.
It should be cash because you're worried or whatever, and it never seems right.
So
count it.
When you're counting in front of somebody?
Yeah, and they ask you to count it.
Yeah.
Count it.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're like, no, it's not all here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awkward. I once got paid in a club in front of, like, the guy gave me the money at the bar, and there was this moment where I saw two guys at the end of the bar, like, you know, put down half-filled beers as I was walking out with the money, and I was with my first wife at the time, and I'm like, just listen to me. When we get out the door, we're running to the car, because they were going to roll me. The guys were going to roll me. And I was so proud of myself that I was able to do the investigation work. You know, like, I noticed, like, hey, they didn't finish their beers, and they just saw me got handed a grand, and they're coming after me.
That's pretty self-aware for most comics. Are like,
completely self-involved.
You just walk outside going, well, hey! I like a glass of lemonade with my new pay. The dollar bill's flying.
You know what's funny is that, my producer, Brendan McDonald, he comes and he was looking at your IMDb page, and he's a wrestling freak, and he goes, was he really a World Wrestling Federation guy? Is this guy
You know what the deal is, right?
What?
There's a guy, his name is Andy Kindler, and he was an actor.
Yeah.
And he is an actor, I guess. He's a professional wrestling guy.
Right.
I've never seen him.
Right.
But he never was with Screen Actors Guild. He never registered the name as Andy Kindler. So
right.
when I went along, I became Andy Kindler, and then they put us all together for a while. And it's very sad when you have the kind of career where you're emailing IMDb. It's not like a fan.
You've got to go. Did you go? The guy from the Defamer was just here. You got to go. Did you see that Joe Rogan thing?
No, what happened there? What's
oh, you got to go to the defamer.com. He's got this this back and forth email thing with some guy, some 20-year-old kid, a college student, wrote Joe Rogan and said, you're not funny, you suck. And Joe Rogan got in this thing like, who the hell are you? You're a loser. I make millions of dollars. But it is so revealing at what an idiot that guy is in terms of his reaction to this guy that just said you suck.
He's a taekwondo expert, though.
No, I know. I've gone for years.
I'm very scared.
Who will you say bad
very
stuff?
Very frightened. Sandler. I'll go after Sandler.
I did once, and he came
I know,
up to
I
me
heard
and
about
feel
that.
Bad.
I heard about that. But, you know, Sandler, the thing is, like, he's very sensitive. These guys get very sensitive.
I'm very sensitive.
And my thing is, like, with, like, Sandler's movies, it's like, it's not our fault. We're not making the bad movies. Why is he getting so?
Why is he crying?
It'd be one thing if we were making his horrible movies.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's made. And, you know, I'll go after Robin Williams. I'll go after him.
Everybody goes after him.
Okay, well, how about Dennis Miller?
That guy.
Talk about
guy.
Torture.
What about, you know, it's weird. I was thinking about Downfall, and the one thing I didn't bring up, because I noticed this when I watched it for the seventh time.
Yeah.
It's probably the only movie you'll ever see where you actually find yourself going, oh, poor Hitler.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it kind of humanized. The idea was that it was kind of, in Germany, they were worried about it because it humanized Hitler, but Hitler was, you know, he was a human. You had to see him not as some alien crawling around.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was probably not a lot of clowning around on that set.
Oh,
you can't be a German guy.
Bruno Ganz.
Yeah, but you can't be German and clown around in a Hitler uniform.
So
it's going to get back to... Someone's going to find out about it.
Let's talk about the Chevy Chase roast for a minute. Don't get nervous.
Oh, this was the worst. This was the worst.
Do you remember me? Do you remember me being there?
Well, I remember a lot. I remember flying with you first class. We didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
And they gave me nervous. What do we got? Two coming down to the weight? I've never seen more signals from third base coaches.
Did you get a free? Did you get a coach bag? Did they give you a free coach bag?
I don't know, but I'm supposed to slide into the commercial.
Yeah.
Am I right, people?
Yeah. The cat peed in my coach bag that they gave me for the Chevy Chase roast. We're Andy Kindler.
But I do have Lisa Lapid. Unless I'm done, but I'm
no, you come back. Well, you'll come back. You know, it's like no one's listening. It's 50 past the hour. It's no, it's not. It's Progressive Talk.
People are
AM 11:50, huh?
People are listening.
Of course they are, Andy. Don't get insecure.
It's in the town.
Bad cat came to play. Now you can't run fast enough.
Wow, 54 past the hour. You're listening to Progressive Talk, AM 1150. You can go to markmaron.com. That's MarcMaron.com. And get involved. Get involved with the people over there. Get involved with Gypsy. Get involved with the people that are giving me advice about how I can make the cat pee smell going away. Get involved with them. They're good folks over there. These people have been with us for years now, the people on this in this blog community at markmaron.com.
You know what you never hear?
What?
Dogs saying, hey, do I smell like human pee?
Are you kidding? You just have to understand dogs.
He's tagging my bit.
I'm tagging and punching his bit.
Oh, my God. All right. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil the fun.
Welcome to the comedy gym.
It's 877-520-1150. Come on. Be the first caller tonight, and you can meet Andy Kindler. Hey, Andy, so the Chevy Chase roast, one of the worst nights of my life. Although I made the cut, and I had a couple of good jokes, to me it was the most painful night I've ever had in show business, and I cried that night. I cried in my hotel room.
We were flying first class again, not on our dime, and you were already agonizing about the thing. You're like, this isn't going to go well. How could this go well? This is not going to. He doesn't know who we are. He doesn't care who we are. So we go there. He didn't know who we are. He didn't care who we were. He was taking notes while I was. I went on 6 hours. The thing started. People started eating literally at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I went on. There was the last Comic Con near midnight.
Yeah.
It was the only gig I've ever done that was in danger of going into a second day. Right.
Yeah.
And I followed Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah.
Who was like this insult comic. She's doing Christopher Reeve jokes.
Yeah,
I saw she had a Comedy Central special, right?
Yeah,
and she's like makes fun of. I think she thinks she's Rickles.
Yeah,
she. I'm not kidding. I'm not saying this to be shocking. She calls someone in the audience. She goes, "Well, I got a freaking spick here." She says, "Freaking spick."
Yeah,
freaking. In other words, she's okay with spick, but with Zola, she's afraid to insult elderly racists.
Yeah.
Is that the look? We loved your Puerto Rican material, but why would you go blue?
Yeah,
there's no reason
filthy
to go blue.
Well, that was weird because everybody was tanking one after the other. You can go to markmaron.com right now. You can see a picture of Andy Kindler and Andy Kindler, the wrestler. Literally, we found this on the website on a wrestling website, and there's a character that's name is Andy Kindler. Andy Kindler here was talking about, and literally we put the picture up, and Andy was looking at it and goes, is that me? It might be me.
Could be me. Because I'm known kind of like a Robert De Niro type. I changed. You know, I put on weight. Not for parts, but I put on weight.
Yeah.
And then, I'm so, like chameleon-like.
Oh, God, that Chevy Chase roast was awful.
It was just terrible. Like, he hated everybody.
He didn't play along with anybody.
He hated all
even
of us.
Franken. Franken
he was angry at Franken on that.
And then you get up there, it's
and
like...
Franken was hilarious.
I was number 3 on that damn roster, on the whatever you call it, and I just watched 3 of my jokes go away in the first 5 minutes of the
right
thing. Because when you do roast, it's like, oh, there goes that one. Now I can't do that.
Yeah.
And I made the bad choice of trying to go ahead and do the joke anyways, even though the thing had been burned. I said, what the hell am I going to do it? Because I've only got 5 or 6 jokes, and it didn't do well. And then I acknowledged my failing. I acknowledged that I was not doing well. That got a big laugh, and it broke the ice for me. And in the New York Observer, Freddie Roman criticized me for saying, you should never acknowledge your failure.
Get out of here. I'm serious. You shouldn't have self-deprecation in
comedy?
That's
right.
Call Woody Allen.
Say, Andy.
Why are you criticizing yourself,
Andy,
Woody?
Thanks for coming. Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go. I'm ready to go, first of all, because I'm being...
AndyKindler.com, is that what it is?
Yeah, AndyKindler.com. I also have a mailing list, but not one...